Good morning. Welcome to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. I pray today that the broadcast will be a blessing to you and that God will encourage your heart through the words that are spoken today. Let me pray with you. Father, thank you for the opportunity and the privilege to come across the airways and to share the gospel with all these precious people that are listening. Let them know that you love them. Let them know that you are a God of mercy and a God of kindness. Let them know that you did not come to condemn them, that you came through Jesus Christ to save them from their sin and give them a home in heaven. And not only give them a home in heaven, but you said, I come to give you life and give it more abundantly. And Lord, we can even begin to enjoy heaven here on earth simply because we know Jesus and we know that you have a place for us and that you will meet and supply all of our need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Make your word real to them. Let it be known to them how much you love them, and we pray this in Jesus' precious name. You know, there's a saying that I have in my little book. It says, it's hard to come back when you've never been anywhere. You know, have you heard the saying, the comeback kid? You know, we watch those Rocky movies, the comeback kid, and him training to go back into the ring. But you know what? If you don't ever get up and you don't ever try, you're always afraid of failing, you're never going anywhere. In Proverbs chapter 23, verse 12, it says, apply thine heart unto instruction, and thy ears to words of knowledge. Withhold not correction for the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod, and shalt deliver his soul from hell. Now, this scripture is not saying that you're to take a rod and beat your children to death, but it's saying you use correction in the proper form. I've seen people neglect correction to their children, and they turned out to be people that never respected authority. There's a way to correct your child in the right way and in the proper way and never done in anger. And that's the way God wants us to be. He wants us to receive His instruction. You know, if you receive the instruction of the Lord, you'll spare yourselves a whole lot of spankings. If I'd have listened to my mother when I was younger better than I did, I would have spared myself a whole lot of this them little spankings that I got. But let me tell you something. Why did she correct me? Because she loved me. Why does God correct us? Because He loves us. A lot of times we are just content to sit and do nothing and go nowhere and not ever try, but God wants us to get up. He wants us to receive His instructions. He wants us to walk in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. He wants us to be children of obedience and not looking to always get the judgment to come or the spanking or the whipping, but looking for the blessings. You know, if you'll just do what's right, my son, he's a great preacher, and one of the messages that he preaches so many times is do the right thing. Do the right thing. How much better would our country be right now if the politicians would do the right thing? How much better would our congregations be if the preachers across this land would do the right thing? How much better would your workplace be if people would do the right thing? How much better would your home be right now if you would do the right thing? We like to say what if somebody else would do, but let's bring it on down to where you're at. How much better would it be if you would do the right thing, if you would say the right thing, if you would live the right way? You're always putting your blame on somebody else when you can't bring it down to yourself. Why don't you do the right thing? You know, evangelist went to a restaurant one night after a tent meeting, and he didn't have the success he wanted, and he ordered a hamburger. And as he sat there and ate his hamburger, he looked over the table next to him, and there was this drunk over there eating the biggest steak he'd ever seen. And he began to pray, and he said, Lord, I want you to look over there. That drunk is eating a big steak, and here I am, your child, and I'm eating a hamburger. And Brother Jack Cole said God spoke to him, and this is what he said to him. He said, you ordered, I didn't. And that's the way a lot of you are. You complaining about what you're eating, but child, you ordered it. You ordered it. By your actions, by your neglect, by your words, by your deeds, by your failure to heed God's word. Do the right thing. I said, do the right thing. Do the right thing. And the right thing is in God's word. Do the right thing. God bless you today.